You're listening to Bravo Should Be Fun with Liz, Alex, and Micah. I'ma bust it down on a free bitch, I'm a free bitch, it's a good show, you can see shit, ain't no peeping, ain't no free
bitch, ain't no free shit, I don't want your tongue chained, you can keep it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Bravo Should Be Fun. In fact, welcome to a very special episode of Bravo Should Be Fun. I'm one of your hosts, Micah, and I'm here with Liz and Alex. Today, we are so excited because we have a very special guest with us today for our first Bravo Should Be Fun interview. Today, we're welcoming the iconic Lori Cooper. She's been featured on The Real Housewives of New York as Dorinda's realtor and as a bartender on Watch What Happens Live. She's a real pistol and we're here for it. So welcome, Lori. Let's jump right in.
Well, first, Lori, I did want to know, because I know that you were on Watch What Happens Live. So we wanted to know like your experience on that as a guest bartender. Because we always love watching Andy and his antics on there.
It was a little different than being a bartender who stands there and says nothing. I was included in all the questions that were asked of the group there, such as $1 million was the
people. Yeah.
They asked me the questions. I was part of their group. So it wasn't where I was just standing there like most of them would say hello and then
right.
And then I had to render the first time and the questions were fired at me about New York real estate and whatever. So we need another one. We're looking to put me back on one thing that relates to one of the shows.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely let us know. I mean, we watch each night, so.
Okay. We're waiting, but it will happen.
So I do know that Kelly Bensimone, she's a real estate agent. Do you have any interaction with her or do you know of her, the deals that she does? Because apparently she's very successful also.
No, I know her, of course, but I don't do anything with her. Yeah, she's fine. Yeah, she does very well.
And then Ryan Serhant.
Oh, of course. I know Dorinda 25 years. And her daughter is now at Harvard getting her master's. And she's incredible.
Oh, wow. Hannah, love her.
Yeah, she's brilliant. And Dorinda's very smart. She's like up there with one of the smartest housewives out there. She's always moving and shaking. And
I just did a Roni rewatch. And Dorinda is like...
not good, bitch. Comes up with those lines all the time.
She should be on Traitors. We should put her on Traitors next season.
Oh, Dorinda, yes.
She's not, well, I sold her a new apartment. She's just about finished. It's a little pied-à-terre, same building that she was in, and she loves it. Well, she puts her look into everything and always gets top dollar. She knows what to do. She's got a great interior designer. Just puts that little extra something in the way she decorates it. Like the last one, she had these 6-7 foot art pieces, makes the apartment. So you really don't look at the room, you're looking at the art and you're sort of, you know, you look at the height of the ceiling is most important. So your eye goes up and it's, she just heated floor in the bathroom. She knew what to do. So hers got the highest dollar in the building.
Good reason.
Good for her.
Even Bluestone Manor was amazingly decorated.
Yes, she knows what to do. She's smart in everything she does. Look what she did with her house, and you know, the house she has, it is just amazing. Actually, she told me when she was filming there, they actually had 100 people on her grounds filming. Can you imagine? So how big that is to have 100 people out there filming.
And you don't even see them in the background. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, she's smart. Ariana is more beautiful in person than she is when you see her on TV.
How is that even possible?
Truthfully, her skin is amazing. Her nose is much narrow. It's all natural. And beyond that, she is truly lovely. Like, Dorinda's lovely. She's amazing lovely. Really. So considerate, so nice, very lovely with me, and very considerate. So she's a great pleasure to talk to and be with. And she deserves all this. I mean, here's Sheena and all these girls. I mean, give me a break.
Thank you.
She's got no one said, I want to be on there. They came after her and they're smart. Yep. She was the lady of the moment. There was a lot of buzz going on. So they were very wise in choosing her. Sheena was upset. Why did anyone invite Sheena before? What made her think there's so many thousands of people wanting to get on there from every major TV show and reality show? They want someone that knows a little bit about dancing, not to embarrass themselves, but they grow.
Right. Yes.
And those are the ones they want. They grow after they're on there. because they're trained and they want to show what it is in the beginning and how they can go all the way and they can go to the finale. Yes. Because they learn. You don't want someone that's taking dancing lessons every single day to get on.
No, exactly.
You want someone that, you know.
It's like you've been reading my text chain. Yeah, it's like, is she in our group chat? This is all I say.
I mean, you can train all you want. Doesn't mean they're calling
you. Thank you. I feel so vindicated right now.
But, you know, it's interesting how the Bravo idea has gone so far. Actually, I thought of it like 20 years ago. I had a broker. I brokered something, and the client worked for Bravo. But this was not even on their mind. I said, follow me. Such a great idea. And she didn't. But she was stupid. She should have followed me, like I said, 20 years ago. I said, I am what you want. You want to see what's going on when you meet people and you're showing them your... This is New York, and it should have been all about that. And he came up with the idea, which was great. But, you know, I thought of that before, actually. And he's embellished on it, and he's great. He's lovely as well. He's very sweet. When he talks to you, he looks you in the eye, and he's very sweet. Just a very nice person. He knows you want to be on with him. He immediately does a FaceTime with you. So he's just a really nice guy. And very much like he appears is what he is.
I love that.
Not everybody looks that, you know, appears to be one thing and there's something else.
Oh, definitely not.
Early in my career, be quiet. If I did that, I'd be out of business. I might have to do it one day and just write the book, but it would be explosive. It wouldn't be like anything you're reading right now, trust me. I know so much about people that are behind the scenes. You know, you get when you're dealing with someone buying the biggest thing they're doing in their life, the biggest investment, you're not talking about thousands, you're talking about millions, millions, millions. People spending, someone just closed something that I saw and showed to a client, $115 million.
Ooh,
New York City.
Wow.
West 57th, which I never liked, but it became Billionaire's Row. How clever was that to give it that name and put up all these great buildings? So this building was on top of Nordstrom's. Can you imagine?
Oh,
Nordstrom's.
My God.
$115 million. I showed it to my client who could afford it but didn't buy it. And she said she felt she was like too high up anyways. You know how high that is? You're looking out. It's kind of scary when you go on your terrace.
Like, yeah, no.
God, I know.
I'm not going out there.
That building's fine that high up. It's a great building. But there were some buildings that when you're up there, the building actually
432
moves.
Park Ave, the one that's the cube, that one I want to go in.
You do? Well, that's the one that moves. So
right, exactly.
You're out of your mind, Liz.
It sways in the wind.
Wave at me from the ground.
You know, it's a very interesting market because what you have now is you can sell a condo at almost any price. It's amazing. There's a lot of money here in the city. People don't realize New York's not dying. New York is like alive and kicking.
Well, this was 1979, 67 East 80th. They paid $130,000 for it. And now it's worth about $2
million. Oh, that's nothing. 1010 Fifth Avenue, Central Park West, they paid $95,000. They sold for $10 million.
Yeah.
That's what you call a recap.
There's that.
What you're saying on the other end is that nothing. But people lucky. They were lucky.
Yeah.
I was here when I had to tell them, please buy your apartment. And they had to be coerced into buying because you had the choice of not buying or staying where you were. That was in those days, and they had to get everybody to agree to buy, and you had to talk people into buying. It was a totally different world. Then it reversed itself. Then it became where they converted, and you had to get out if you didn't buy. So it changed. But the condo market and the new millennium are looking for that open kitchen, great apartment. Downtown is hot, hot, hot. 20, 30 million sells.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, numbers nobody believes out of New York. It's like no other city in the world. Doesn't mean anything. Interest rates are 7. They're going down. They will. They're going to go down a few times this year, for sure. So inflation, if it's incorrect and doesn't, you know, go anywhere. I think we're going
to
be okay.
Lori, I was listening to you on another podcast from 2019, and you were saying that you recommended to buy in Europe because the economy was bad at that time. Does that advice still stand, or has it changed since then?
Yes, I know so many people have bought in Europe. The only problem you have with buying there is you have to make sure you have somebody that manages
it. Oh, yeah.
If you want to renovate, they're coming tomorrow, the next day, next week, they never come. So you need, but I remember advising my friends that, well, my clients, dear friends that lived on Central Park West, and they bought something in Italy. Oh, my God. I said, you really want to buy it? Oh, my God. When I think back now, I think they paid, I don't know, that's $1 million would seem like a lot of money. It's probably worth $20 million now. So, you know, it was just positioned in the right spot, you know, near the museum. It was just, it's a jewel, 20-foot ceiling. So I was wrong. So, you know, there's a buyer, the best, the most expensive property is the easiest to sell. How's that grab you? Mm-hmm. There's always somebody for that very, very, very expensive apartment. Mm-hmm. So there were a limited amount of people with a lot of money, but they're here. And if it's a great apartment, they'll buy it. You always have the problem with the lower end, because that's the client that's concerned about an interest rate, concerned about having enough cash for the board. That's why people like condos. But there are great deals there now, and there's a lot of activity. I remember being interviewed. I had a podcast with Heather McMahon many years ago. Is that the one you're referring to?
No, the one I was listening to was the Bravo podcast.
Well, this was a Bravo one with Heather McMahon.
Yeah, well, this was with the Daily Dish. Yeah, it was back in 2019.
Yeah, yeah. So I remember saying New York real estate is the best investment. It's true.
Lori, I want to know, what other Bravo shows do you watch?
There's a few that I really love. They're all interesting. But I like Beverly Hills. I like Miami.
Yes.
Yes.
We love Miami.
Miami's great. The girls are always wearing these wallet clothes. They always have the best.
And we love discussing it.
They're all fashionistas. They're all fun to watch. I mean, and then, of course, you have Carl Richards, which is a shame.
Oh, I know.
Married. But it's hard to stay married. I mean, everything gets exposed.
Exactly.
And the cameras are always following you. And there are flaws that you never really look at day to day. But when they're on TV... Yep. You start examining them, and it's, you know, you become egomaniacs. You know, you're always being followed, and sort of your egos are up there. Mm-hmm. And it's a hard thing to keep a marriage together.
Are there any?
There are a few.
Lisa Vanderpump and Ken Todd. That's one that will stand the test of time, I think.
Yeah, but he's much older than she is. Where's he going?
Right.
I mean... It's not where he's a dapper guy and all the women
that
are running
true.
After
There's
him.
No Mauricio.
Mauricio, the girls think Mauricio is hot. They always did. So
I used to.
And they also get full of themselves. And that might be difficult to live with because they're like that. And you know, when you have a good thing going, every woman's after him. Do you remember that? And you start publicizing too much about your husband or boyfriend. These women are anxious and desperate. They'll go after him. They don't care. As long as he's got...
Is there any Bravo celebrities that you have a crush on? Is there anyone you think is cute?
You know... No, my husband...
She is a married woman.
He lost my husband, but he was the handsomest guy. He was the handsomest, most charming. So when you have the best, how can you look at anyone else?
Yeah, that is so cool.
And after you get older, the old men look awful to me. I don't care how much money they have. Imagine going to bed with them and they still think they can do it. And so you pretend and they pretend. It's a joke. And then the young girl gets him because she's best at pretending and he's thinking, making it. Wow. Woo, look at me. And they don't care. They want to go all the way if they can till the end. You see that.
How long have you been married, Lori?
Long time. Handsomest, most charming, best dressed. Every woman loves
Is there any advice you have for the women trying to keep a marriage?
Or get one?
Tell him everything about yourself, but let him think there's more. And the trick to being happy the whole life. Let them love you a little more than you love them.
They'll always do
for you everything. And don't care about looks. Looks are meaningless.
Right.
How he treats you is everything.
So true.
You want the guy that looks up to you, and you have to think of, if you don't think a lot of yourself, nobody will. You're the best out there. You can't, I mean, you don't even deserve me. So you see, these women I go out with aren't even good looking, have the best husbands, best, because they're tough. And he thinks he's got gold. So she may not look it, but she feels it. And so he's led to believe that because men are weak. And you see, the beautiful woman gets nowhere. She collapses in front of him, does whatever he wants, and he gets bored.
It's all about the inner confidence.
And these women, all these women that are doing themselves over, they lose their faces. They all look alike. Oh. Everyone's got the narrow nose.
Oh, my God.
The disgusting puffed up
Instagram
lips.
Face.
You look alike.
Yeah.
Who wants that plastic look? You want to see not perfect. I mean, I think that's the best. And maintaining yourself is most important. Put your makeup on. My mother lived to, like, very old, and she always got up in the morning and that makeup case was right there. So it's not only for him, it's for yourself. You feel good when you're made up.
That's true.
Why shouldn't you look great? Have your hair done. And nowadays they have all this, like, to make you look great. You have 100 different hair pieces, whatever. I mean, everyone you see with long hair is really an addition. No one's got that fabulous hair. You see everybody going like this on all the housewives, still added hair. But who cares? You look good. That's the important thing. Everybody, Botox, everybody. There'll be a time near future, you'll go into a room, you'll stay there for an hour, you'll come out, you'll have a facelift that look perfection. Mm-hmm. And may not even be, not good at surgical, you'll see. But you want to look like an individual. Are you girls who are single or married?
I'm divorced.
I'm single.
You're lucky. And you know, keep them happy. Don't let them go elsewhere. Always be a new woman. Be exciting. Be fun. Be out on a date when you go with him. I mean, you know, don't moan and groan and complain, because every day is a great day. And your kids are all additions that are fabulous. So each day is a great day.
Yeah, Micah got
enjoy
a good
every
one.
Moment, because it's fleeting. You got a good one, you're lucky. If you have a good one, you're lucky. It's true.
What's your favorite restaurant downtown right now?
Every weekend I go to the same place. I go to Patisse. I love the bar. I love the activity. I love walking the West Village. I mean, you've got, and Soho's fun. The shopping is fun there. And you go to a little side street, just great little, I mean, I go to a pizza restaurant. That's a joke. It's so cheap, but it's the best pizza. So, I mean, there's a lot of good, great restaurants downtown. And, you know, it's just fun. It's a fun evening when it's freezing cold out and it's raining out. Go to a bar. Yeah. Hang out at a bar. You feel so good. Have your dinner at a bar. And if you're single, have your dinner at a bar.
That's where you meet, you know, men when you're
East Village
alone
is always cool with guys. Yeah. East Village, if you're alone, just go to a bar. You'd be surprised how many people would talk to you. And have fun. I mean, every day, wake up. It's a great day.
Yep.
Get dressed. Buy clothes. You don't have to buy expensive clothes, but wear good clothes. Don't slump around with jeans. And I hate that.
Yep.
I look at everyone's feet when I'm downtown or anywhere. No one's wearing shoes. Everyone's in sneakers. I mean, there was a time I would never wear anything but a skirt. I thought it was great when women got dressed every day. And then they went out in the evening, they got dressed and went dancing and did that. I hope that comes back, because life is full. It's like a barrel. You take what's on the bottom, you turn it upside down, and you do what we did earlier in my life, which is go out a lot.
Yep.
Get dressed. Don't just go home and watch TV. Go out. Life is fun. And meeting people is great.
It is.
Every day is a new story for me.
That's
what
I love most about New York, is you never know what's going to happen the night you go out and just...
Best city to walk.
Best city to walk.
Each neighborhood is different. You talk to people. I was on the bus today and the two women were on. One came on, another came on, and she started chatting. I was listening. I was thinking, they're lonely. Here they are on the bus chatting away with each other. So they're out. At least they're out. Yeah. Oh, don't stay home. That's depressing. I think you got to get out there.
Exactly.
I mean, if it's snowing and miserable out, It's nice to have a fireplace and invite people over and have drinks, you know. It's nice too. But I like
yeah,
being
I
out.
Think putting yourself out there is it's all about what you put out there, and you hopefully get the same effort back, you know?
For whatever you need, friendships. Right. When you're married, you got to have other people with you.
Yep.
You want to have interesting friends to go out with. You want to have, you know, good conversation is very important. Mm-hmm. Because you just can't talk about your children. You got to talk about other things.
Right, exactly.
And there's so much going on in this world now, it makes me sick because we're living in a crazy
yeah.
world. So much going on. I always had best friends in Europe, whatever. I have a best friend in Rome, so that's like my second home. Then I have great friends in Israel. I have great friends in London. And it's a whole different scene there when you go to a party mm-hmm. there. And I'm always the center of attention because one word, real estate. They'd love to talk about real
it's
estate.
Relatable to everyone. Everyone has their own opinion on real estate.
Oh, I mean, I've had castles for sale. It's fascinating.
Oh, wow.
The whole thing in Europe. So, and vineyards and whatever. I go to a party in a palace. A friend of mine owns buildings that I represent, and we have a big party. And it's in Positano up in a great castle with a band from the era of the building.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
They have a bonfire, and you're up like 15,000 feet up, you're looking all over. Oh, it's just amazing.
Oh, my
amazing.
God.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
And then Puglia is great. You go back to these old villages, and I travel with my friends that live in Italy. It's the best way. Been to a party in a castle, a wedding in a castle. They own the town, a little village in Italy. I mean, so charming. Mm-hmm. And I was all bedecked in jewelry, fabulous jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
They're very simple. And my husband's dressed in Ralph Lauren flamboyant tie. Double-breasted suit, but I don't remember what it was. It could have been white, whatever. And they're very conservative there. So, like, you're like, wow, look at you. So they have a different lifestyle yeah. there, too. You know, a lot of them are very conservative. Uh-huh. And listen, New York's the best city. It's a melting pot. And this is where you meet those people from all parts of the world and can maintain friendships
yeah.
with them. So they all want to live here. Everyone wants to live here. This is the city of the world. When we had COVID, I said that. Forget it. The streets are dark and black. Nobody's outside.
Yeah.
It's going to come back. As the moving trucks left New York, front page of the Post. Everyone's leaving. Everyone called me. Get me out
yeah.
of here. Get me back to New York. Even with children, you're stranded. Go get a pint of milk. You got to get in your car.
Yeah.
You want to go see the country? You know, go to the Hamptons for the summer or go to Connecticut or better yet, go to Europe. More interesting than they have to. The beaches, though the beaches are better here. They lie out on black sand with pebbles. But it's Europe, so it's fun. Something different is always interesting. I mean, walking around my favorite spot in the world, I've been 29 times, the jewel of Italy, which is Capri. I walk there and say, I walk along a mile from my hotel to the town. And people say, I sit on a bench. Where are you from? I tell this to every podcast. It's all true. I'm from New York. You live on Madison Avenue. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, look what I'm looking at here.
Right.
I mean, to die for the scenery and the homes and the whole thing and the little quaint shops and the little quaint cobblers. And you have your shoes made up and the jewelry. Everything looks great there. Everything is great when you're away. So they come here and they think that about us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Madison Avenue. So we have a lot of foreigners back here, which is great. Times Square, I saw a few shows recently, and I couldn't believe the pulse on Times Square.
Oh.
I mean, amazing. Chicago, have you girls seen Chicago?
Yes, but not with Ariana. You're very
no, not
lucky.
With Ariana.
Well,
right.
You know what? You know how long that show's running? This is history.
Oh, I know.
Are they clever?
So clever.
The place was filled. Everybody... Everybody was standing outside waiting to see Ariana. I said, Ariana, can you believe this? I said, I don't know where they're all. They're all here looking at me. She said, it's amazing. Very down to earth, very
humble.
Natural, fabulous girl.
Fabulous.
Can't wait to get him out of the house so she can buy something else.
I know.
I said, buy New York. What'd you get here? You fall in love with New York. Because there you're stranded. You need your car all the time.
I know.
And the shopping is boring. Where are you walking? There's no place to walk there. How many times, you know, you walk
in the hills?
In Beverly Hills. Yeah, I mean, okay, I go to some of the trendy places. Though I like L.A., I'm going to go back shortly. There's, like, no city like this city. It's because of one thing, the people.
Do you get out to the Hamptons at all? Or is that not your scene?
Yes, every year for 100 years. I was out there when nobody went out in the winter. Oh. And I would take the train out there. And it was empty, the L.A. Oh, it was great in the winter when an expensive house was $500,000. Really? $500,000 for a house? That's a joke. That's for a month in the summer now.
Yeah.
So what better investment was that? So much money was made out there, too. It just caught on. But the trouble with the Hamptons is, honestly, you see the same people you see in New York. Nothing exciting, nothing different. You go to a great party, you mingle, everyone's... But, you know, you get dressed, so that's a nice thing. Put your great summer clothes on and look at each other. You know, that's fun. But I get dressed for myself. I love clothes.
Do you agree with Ramona's advice of not buying south of the highway? She advised Bethany that she would never buy south of the highway.
I don't listen to what Ramona says. What makes you think she knows it?
I know. Well, that's what Bethany said back to her, so.
I mean... Listen, she's nowhere. She's not in Douglas Elliman anymore. She can't sell, whatever. She better be happy. Who cares? Let her find what she wants in life. But not interested.
Well, and Bethany had restored a mansion, basically. It was gorgeous.
Oh, Bethany?
She had, yeah. This was a scene back in a couple seasons back on Real Housewives of New York.
Well, she did that. Yeah.
It was like 8 years ago at this point. I've lost track.
She did it on TV, but that show didn't go very far.
No, it didn't.
But she's smart in her own. No, Bethany's very, you know, Bethany is Bethany.
Exactly. That's accurate.
She's gone a long way. I mean, it's just, you know, you just got to give people credit that do it on their own. I admire that.
Are there any other areas in the country that you think are booming? I feel like you mentioned Las Vegas in another podcast, and I know that area's growing. Are there any other areas you can foresee big booms?
Well, I'll tell you where a lot of my family moved, and it's really growing, is North Carolina.
Oh.
It's great. And they bought houses. Well, $1 million. They buys you like a fabulous house. What is $1 million buy you in New York? Not even a studio anymore. I have a 950-foot studio for $2.3 million.
Oh my God, I'm in a studio right now.
And he just rented it for $12,000 a month. So we're waiting. $12,000 a month for a studio. Can you imagine?
I want to cry hearing that.
You know, invest in real estate. I think it's a good idea. Just be careful. Always buy the cheapest and the best location. Always remember that. Location is everything. I don't care how big, buy smaller, buy location. You'll always, I mean, just, would you, you don't care where you sleep. It's the living room that's important, where you entertain.
Right.
It's true. Right location is everything, because no matter where, what the circumstances are, there's always a buyer.
What's your favorite feature in a home? Like, if you're purchasing for yourself, what's one thing that you have to have?
I feel good when I have great light.
Ooh, yeah.
I like having sunshine. I think you could even be in the back, but if it's sunny, it sets your mood for
totally.
The day. I can't stand dark apartments. I like to wake up and see, and I like to look at something.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a low floor, that's fine, because low floors sometimes have better views than higher floor. You're looking into someone's windows. On a low floor, you may be looking at trees.
Yeah.
And flowers.
Yeah, that is true.
It's just makes you feel good. How you set your day is how you wake up in the morning. And even if it's freezing cold out, if the sun is out, it feels great. Yep. Or if you go to that bar, you'll feel great if it's raining out. And you hang in there, and there's tons of people in there, and everybody's willing to talk to you, and it's fun, it's alive, it's life.
That.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much to talk about, you know, the city. It's just, The best, the best. You can walk everywhere. That's the biggest plus factor of New York.
I know, that's so true.
You can walk. I've walked from downtown to uptown. I mean, the avenues are long, but the streets are short.
That's true.
And there's a great shopping in New York. There's great shopping everywhere. I love the shops where they're, you know, Paris, I know the right stores. I always love the little store, or I like the stores. They're not that many. They used to be in Rome. They were great little shops. But the economy has not been favorable, so it's been hard for them. But tourism is up. People are traveling more now than ever. I speak to people. They're in Asia. They're here. They're there. I mean, this was unheard of years ago. So now, you know, they hop a plane and they go somewhere. So that's exciting. You just got to enjoy life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have to have one thing in life, one thing. Five fingers. Gotta have a mate.
I thought you said a maid.
No. A maid is good too.
That helps.
That helps. But who cares about the maid? You need a partner. I mean, having a partner is everything. And you know what? You have each other. That's everything. But you also have to have children.
Yep.
It's the greatest gift. Greatest gift to have a child and look through their eyes. And then you love traveling again, because everything you've seen, you're going back and you look at it differently. So that's like the greatest gift. Seeing something with someone for the first time is so exciting. And you've been there, you know. I remember going to Puglia. I loved it, because we went to fabulous places where Americans haven't been. Now they're going there. But it was so exciting for me to go to these places where, you know, you're an American. And I went to my friend's house, which is in Abruzzi, which is all the way up in the hills. And you are next to a church, and the church rings every hour on the hour. I couldn't sleep at night. Then you forget the church bells. You get used to it. But the people living there looked at me like, oh, like I was from another world. America? Oh, New York? What's it like? I mean, and they sit up there and they're smoking there.
Oh my God.
And they're sitting up there in these little old buildings with cobblestone streets. There's nothing more charming than that. And you're up there and you see all of Italy from your window, I still love traveling. It's so exciting to do that. I like the glamorous places, which is probably stupid, but
not
I like
at all.
I like beautiful people. I like going where there's a lot of fun and action.
Yep.
And
you're never bored.
You go to a bar anyways, and you're also pick up all kinds of people.
Yeah.
It's great. And I love 5-star hotels, girls. I'm going back to London, but I don't think I'll be there again. But maybe the Connaught. I remember going there, and we had a butler. He took everything out of my luggage, and we celebrated Passover there. We observed kosher food at Selfridges. And the butler, believe it or not, the butler prepared it for us in our hotel suite.
Wow.
I mean,
that's amazing.
I went to Harris. I said, matzah. They said, what's matzah?
Oh my God.
But anyways, it's funny. You could travel now on those holidays. There's all that, you know, changed. All kinds of trips now on all these holidays, which is great. What can I tell you? Wish you could stay young forever. It's great. But every year is something else. Every year brings you something else. So your age is, and it's all ahead of you, girls, which is great.
Yeah.
You can make mistakes.
Yep.
Rectify it. So it's all good. But always move on if it's not right. Move on. There's another.
That's great advice.
Idiot out there.
That's really great advice.
You're kidding.
Move on if something isn't working for you.
Not only good advice. Be proud of you. I'm great. Who are you? What do you mean? You're going with a million girls. I don't want you. Forget it. Don't even call me again.
I mean,
who are they? They're stupid. And some of these women are stupid. They're so insecure. Mm-hmm. They should take chutzpah lessons from me, if you know what that means. You don't have to be Jewish. Every New Yorker knows what that means. That means you got to be strong. You got to think a lot of yourself and do what you feel you want to do.
Absolutely.
Anyways, that's it.
We love chutzpah.
What else can I tell you? I love talking. We could talk again, everyone. And I always there for people. I'm on Cameo. They ask me all kinds of advice when I'm on Cameo.
I love that you're on Cameo.
Now you're getting all this for nothing. So I know you all enjoy Housewives.
Oh, yes.
We love them.
Did you go to Vegas?
No.
No.
No, I'm going next year. You have to go. Have you ever gone to the one in New York when they had that? Oh, my God. That's like the greatest fun. Did you
I
go?
Was going to go. I was there that weekend when it was at the Javits Center in New York, but I had already planned a girls trip there for that weekend. And the other, it was my mom and my sister, and they weren't Bravo people, unfortunately. So
ditch them.
I know.
Where are you from that you were traveling?
I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you from New York? Oh, you're from St.
Yes,
Louis.
Home of Andy Cohen.
It's a thing to go to Bravo.
I know.
Really, it's everything and more. Really. It's so much
fun. We gotta go now.
I mean, everybody, is with each other. It's just, I had so many, you know, and I've gone to so many of these things, and they come looking for me, these housewives.
Yeah.
God.
Of course. Wow.
It looks like.
Oh, I can't wait to, Lori, I couldn't wait to meet you. Came running up to me and hugged me and talked to me. She's very nice, by the
Lala.
Way.
Lala.
And let me tell you a surprise. Jax is very
what?
Nice.
Good to know.
I was in shock. You think he's a jackass, and you don't want to know him. And you say, oh, how is, could she marry him? He's very charming, really. He's got a great sense of humor and was so nice to me. I cannot tell you. Well, they're all very lovely.
Well, we would beat him up if he wasn't nice to you.
I'm going to go to Vegas. Vegas. No, for sure I'm going to Vegas.
If you go, we'll go. And then we can all grab a drink together.
Yes, go. Yes, you have to go. I'm telling you, it's so much fun. Vegas is fun. It's fun for a few days. I mean, I'm not a gambler because I do real estate. That's a bigger gamble. Trust
that's
me.
True.
I mean, it's stupid to lose your money, but it's fun if you want to gamble. Give yourself $100 and work the machines, and I'll tell you not to work the machines, and you'll probably make a fortune from $100 doing it. But you know,
beginner's luck.
Anyways, you have to experience everything, and I think it's great. So St. Louis, where are you all from? Let's hear.
I'm from originally Detroit, but I'm living in Washington, D.C. right now.
Oh,
very expensive market there.
My children went to school.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, Washington is expensive now because I had someone from the government, I won't say who, because I don't want to have some important people, and they told me they were renting there was so expensive, a townhouse. It's very expensive in Washington.
I'm in a studio and it's like $1,750. Yeah.
Wow. I always had fun in Washington. It's a good city. I love Georgetown.
Yes.
I always had fun there. It's a great city. You know, I miss the Housewives from Texas.
We love Dallas. I miss Dallas.
Dallas was
it
a good
was.
One. I'm surprised. I liked it. It's actually better than a lot of the ones I mean, you know, some are okay. Others
right.
are better. But, they try it out. Which one? Well, the girls are good. Let's see what happens. This season, we'll see what's going on. I mean, they dress very well,
they
by
do.
The way.
They do. They're bringing it.
The clothes are great on them. I have to say that. They know what to wear, and that's a pleasure. So, no, I'll give it a chance again. I'm hoping it's going to be good. I mean, we had the old cast.
I've seen rumors that they're going to bring Luann and Sonia back on. And Dorinda, I thought I saw.
I thought
with
I saw
the new,
too,
with
yeah.
With the new girl.
I saw that. That's what they're talking about. I didn't really get to speak to Dorinda about it. She may not know
that's
yet.
All I want is Dorinda back, honestly.
Yeah, we want her back.
Yeah, Dorinda's
I would
great.
Take her over Luann and Sonia any day.
But Luann is very, by the way, I knew Luann before she went and
really?
She was a countess. I met him as well. Yes, yes. And I said this. She said, I don't know New York. What's a New York housewife like, Lori? Tell me, what do you do? How do you act? So that was kind of funny. But she's very, very nice. She's lovely in person, by the way. I mean, she's made some mistakes out there with guys, but she's innocent. And you know, when you drink, you do all the wrong
things.
I know. But she's got her act together now. Look how far she's made it.
I know.
You know, You know, Sonya's amusing. Sonya's very, she'll do anything for a laugh. So she's amusing.
You say she commands the room.
Who's that, Sonya? Yeah. Well, you see it all on TV. No, I mean, she'll be on in front of you, whatever. She'll do anything, you know, which is what the Bravo fans want.
Absolutely.
You know, boring isn't good. So I wondered, I was just wondering about young housewives. You know, the older ones have a lot more, I think, to offer because you're all in admiration of women. That's why I like the 50s and 60s that look like you.
And they have
you want to be
life
them.
Experience.
You want to have that body at that age. I think, and you see them, and that's like fun. I mean, seeing your own friends running around, you know what they do, the house, you know, as housewives. But when they're older and to be able to, you know, still get it together and, you know, be funny and not fearful of being like, well, that's one thing about Ramona. She looks great for her age. Yeah. What is she 64? Yeah, but yes. It's just amazing. But a lot of these beautiful women, Christy Brinkley.
Oh.
What, she's 70?
Oh, my God.
She looks amazing.
Oh,
I've seen her in the Hamptons. I don't care what you do, but if you can look like that, and it's all natural looking. She had great face look, obviously. Everybody wants that name. But who doesn't want to look that good? Who wants to look gray and miserable looking and lots of wrinkles? You want to look as good as you can for as long as you can, if it's done correctly. If you like looking at yourself, he'll like looking at you. Remember that.
I like that.
Absolutely.
So that's all very important. So I think the older women are being admired now, me being one. But you have to... You have to keep it up, and you have to be young in your thinking.
Yep.
Don't think old, think young. I mean, you just got to think how young people think. It's a different world now. Mm-hmm. I mean, things are done in the open now, and experiences, or you live with them. It's good. So you see what it's, you know, going to be like, whether it's going to work or not. I don't know. It's still they're still getting divorced, but the chances are greater when you know
someone.
Do you
like social media, like... Is it, or is it exhausting to you?
I love social media. Are you kidding? Sometimes I don't want to, I just want to shut my brain to what's going on in the world. And I go to social media and watch everyone. I think it's great. I mean, the worlds have gotten so small and everything is said out there. I find it fascinating. I mean, I go on Instagram. It's very acceptable. I mean, if people trash you, I think they're stupid.
Oh, of course.
You said missing out on something. You don't want to see life now. It's fun. It's interesting. Keep up with everything. Why not? Expose yourself to everything. It's fun. And listen to young people because, you know, they're smart. And you got to think like they think. So
that's
there you
so
go.
True.
So you girls, yes, you girls are having fun doing all this. Podcast is great
fun.
Oh,
absolutely.
Hope you get more interesting people on. You have a good audience?
We do.
Grow your audience.
We're worldwide. We have a lot of people from other countries. We're like trending in Taiwan and in Germany at the moment.
Oh, that's so good.
Isn't
Australia
one of them?
I remember Peter Yuntov. You ever watch him?
No.
David Yuntov, forgive me. I was the beginning where he's hanging on to me, and I was the first one he ever interviewed those years ago. And he'd be standing outside of the studio where Watch What Happens Live is and trying to grab everybody coming out of there, FaceTiming with them. And he was annoying.
Oh, my God.
And see, now everybody's on with him. So he was clever.
That is so
funny. He just hit it. He hit it because it was nobody was, everybody was staying home, it was COVID. And so they couldn't get themselves out there, so they did podcasts with them. And anybody was willing to go on, even when they didn't want to know you earlier. But now, so he, you know, he's got himself an apartment in L.A., and he does podcasts there, and he has a place in the Hamptons.
Wow.
I mean, from a little apartment downtown. So, girls, there's a whole living to be made out of this.
That's our goal. To buy all three of us buy a home in
Get
the Hamptons.
Out of the studio.
Right. Yes. You can reach people anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, this is amazing. You could talk to me. You could talk to somebody in Taiwan.
Oh, I know.
So.
One of our fans.
Expand. Think about that. You know, the Housewives is known everywhere in the world.
I know. We love that.
Amazing. What do you think of Kate Middleton?
Oh, we are so enthralled. What is your opinion?
We are on the case.
I think she's very sick. And I agree. Think people have a lot of nerve to go after her because she doesn't want to be seen. Leave her alone, and they're making up these stories about her getting divorced and he's having an affair. I mean, the tabloids are gross in London, really. I mean, leave the poor girl, let them worry about their economy as I'm going to London. She's a great mother, she has beautiful children, and she did a great job, and she's keeping the pulse alive there. I mean, everybody's enamored with the palace and all that. And William's another story.
I just don't know what they're doing. Like, are they trying to cover this up? Like, that video of her at the farm stand.
It's nobody's business.
I know, but I don't know what they're doing. Like,
what do they have to know every detail? She's alive. That's what happened. You know, really, she's alive. She'll get out there when she feels like it.
I'm just not sure why they're feeding us these images of her that I don't think is her. Like, we're fine with her resting up until Easter.
Yes, it is. The guy swore. The guy was at a supermarket who swears it was them. He came on TV. It is her. It was her. Yeah. I mean, just leave her. They owe you nothing.
Yeah.
Yes, they will. Look, what I was watching the Princess Di story, and you know, I can't watch it anymore because I know now they're going to kill her. I was in Monaco when it happened.
Oh, wow.
And I saw, and I was sitting around the pool, and I saw a Princess Caroline and her sister were there, and they were all chattering away, and I was wondering, were they all grouped together? And then I saw the news that she was killed, and I went to Paris the next day. And when I was in Paris, I went to the site, and I went to the British Embassy, all the flowers that were there, and I went to the place where that tunnel. Mm-hmm. How sad is that?
Awful.
That poor girl. I mean, the paparazzi did that to her. So, I always wasn't kind of friendly thinking about Charles and all he did to her, the poor girl.
I agree.
Never should have married her. She didn't have to marry him. She was lovely. Oh, she could have had a great life.
She could have had anyone.
Just misled into thinking he loved her when he didn't.
And she was 19? So young.
19. Mm. Yeah. No, that's The Crown I was watching. I can't watch now. I found it fascinating. I thought they did a great job, by the way. They really did. But now she's with the prince and they're going to Paris. And I just couldn't watch it. I didn't want to see it. And I even went to the Ritz Hotel where she was. And the crowds were in front of it. Everyone was afraid to go in. I went in because I went and had dinner there, actually, in the dining room a few times when I was there. But that was just the period when she had just been there.
Well, we so appreciate this interview, Lori. We are going to be following you on Instagram, all your journeys on there.
Adventures.
Adventures, exactly. That's the word I was looking for.
Every day is a new adventure. Every day you walk someone around, you get a new story. Really. I know so much stuff out there, but you got to keep going.
Yeah.
Okay, girls. Keep watching. Go to Vegas.
We will. We will for
I'll
sure.
I'll see you in
Let's
Vegas.
Meet up.
Do it. It's fun. The whole thing costs $5,000. That's it. I'll tell them the whole thing. It's worth it.
You don't have to tell me twice.
Yeah, I can fix that.
We'll see you there. I'm sorry you missed the one in New York. I had the best time. I'm sorry they're out of New York. That
I
was
know.
Easy.
Well, thank you so much, Lori. This was a great interview. We so appreciate your time.
Enjoy it all. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.